Africa bookends our broadcast today. Nigeria is putting to rest some unsettling rumors. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While it's good news, there's also an urgent call to prayer involved. We'll give you the details in a moment. And then drought continues in a North African country. It's a troubling situation, but one partner's bringing a unique solution. We'll start first, though, in Nigeria, where the government wants to put a rumor to rest. 16-year-old Leah Sherebu is still alive. Now, you might be asking yourself, who is she? In 2018, Boko Haram kidnapped her, along with 100 other schoolgirls. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us,
she knew that potentially she could be kept as a slave, forced into a Muslim marriage, but she refused to deny her faith in Christ. And as a result, she has been held captive. And then there have been rumors spreading that she had been killed, but pretty credible sources indicate that she is still alive.
In fact, the government's working to negotiate her release. Now, the root causes of Boko Haram and the Fulani insurgencies run pretty deep.
It's not just Christians that are being persecuted by the Islamists. It's also any group of Muslims that don't go along with their form of Islam, which is a more radical Sharia law type Islam. You know, and so people get caught in the physical battle, but it's a spiritual battle as well.
In the meantime, Leia symbolizes the vulnerability of both Christians and women in northern Nigeria.
We need to be praying for Leia. She is somebody that is really an example of standing strong for Christ and refusing to bow down to anything that does not glorify God.
Next, protests continue in Hong Kong after 3 months. And at the moment, there's no end in sight. But even in the chaos, Mission Cry recently sent a container filled with used Christian books and Bibles to Hong Kong. The books, mostly in English, were donations from Christians who no longer read them. Mission Cry's executive director, Jason Wolford, says he believes God is doing something unique in Hong Kong, and he wants to resource it. Through a strategic partner in the city, Mission Cry can legally get the containers in. From there, the contents are released to a ministry on the ground.
Who then, in Hong Kong, has the ability to set up places right where some of the main writing was going on. He sets the Bibles and Christian books up and plays an organ and sings, and people just come and take them.
The hope? That these Christian resources would have impact on the lives and hearts of people in Hong Kong, especially in this time of unrest. And the fact that most of these resources are in English is not a problem.
Hong Kong is a melting pot of multiple nationalities and different languages. So there's so many people that speak English. And so we have that ability to give English, and there's people to read it. And so it's having a big impact.
Pray for the people of Hong Kong and China and for their ability to freely worship God. And pray for the impact of this Mission Cry shipment. And severe drought continues to ravage East Africa. No water means no food, and the number of people relying on food aid in Kenya rose from 1.1 million in February to 2.6 million last month. Clean water is a continual scarcity in the remote communities where Kenya Hope works. Executive Director Joy Mueller tells us,
it's typical for them to walk miles to go get water from a river and then have to carry it back home. So then when drought does come, then it's even worse, because if the rivers dry up, then it's even a harsher, more serious situation.
Before Kenya Hope dug them a well, one village only had a big hole in the ground.
So when it rains, all the water collects there. Well, this watering hole is not used just by the people, but it's used by all of the animals, goats, the sheep, the zebras, elephants. Then also they will spray their animals, their livestock, and they have these chemicals go into the water.
And with each well they dig, Kenya Hope provides living water.
This elderly gentleman, it was quite sweet. He was holding one of the audio Bibles, and he said, last year you came here and you gave me this audio Bible. And he goes, I want you to know that this is my best friend now. I have learned so much from listening to God's word.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.